Now, at last, I thrust our stake in a bed of embers to get it red hot and rallied all my comrades. Courage, no panic, no one hang back now. And green as it was, just as the olive stake was about to catch fire, the glow terrific, yes, I dragged it from the flames, my men clustering round as some god breathed enormous courage through us all. Hoisting high that olive stake with its stabbing point, straight into the monster's eye, they rammed it hard. I drove my weight on it from above and bored it home, as a shipwright bores his beam with a shipwright's drill that men below, whipping the strap, back and forth whirl, and the drill keeps twisting faster, never stopping. So we seized our stake with its fiery tip and bored it round and round the giant's eye, till blood came boiling up around that smoking shaft, and the hot blast singed his brow and eyelids round the core, and the broiling eyeball burst. Its crackling roots blazed and hissed. As a blacksmith plunges a glowing axe or adze in an ice-cold bath and the metal screeches steam and its temper hardens, that's the iron's strength. So the eye of the cyclops sizzled round that stake. He loosed a hideous roar. The rock walls echoed round and we scuttled back in terror. The monster wrenched the spike from his eye and out it came with a red geyser of blood. He flung it aside with frantic hands, and mad with pain, he bellowed out for help from his neighbor Cyclops, living around about in caves on windswept crags. Hearing his cries, they lumbered up from every side, and hulking round his cavern, asked what ailed him. "What, Polyphemus? What in the world's the trouble? Roaring out in the god-sent night to rob us of our sleep. Surely no one's rustling your flocks against your will? Surely no one's trying to kill you now by fraud or force?" "Nobody, friends," Polyphemus bellowed back from his cave, "nobody's killing me now by fraud and not by force." "If you're alone," his friends boomed back at once, "and nobody's trying to overpower you now, look, it must be a plague sent here by mighty Zeus, and there's no escape from that. You'd better pray to your father, Lord Poseidon." They lumbered off. But laughter filled my heart to think how nobody's name, my great cunning stroke, had duped them one and all. But the Cyclops there, still groaning, racked with agony, groped around for the huge slab, and heaving it from the doorway, down he sat in the cave's mouth, his arms spread wide, hoping to catch a comrade stealing out with sheep. Such a blithering fool he took me for. But I was already plotting. What was the best way out? How could I find escape from death for my crew, myself as well? My wits kept weaving, weaving cunning schemes, life at stake, monstrous death staring us in the face, till this plan struck my mind as best. That flock, those well-fed rams with their splendid thick fleece, sturdy handsome beasts, sporting their dark weight of wool, I lashed them abreast, quietly, twisting the willow twigs the Cyclops slept on. Giant lawless brute, I took them three by three. Each ram in the middle bore a man, while the two rams either side would shield him well. So three beasts to bear each man, but as for myself, there was one bellwether ram, the prize of all the flock, and clutching him by his back, tucked up under his shaggy belly, there I hung, face upward, both hands locked in his marvellous deep fleece, clinging for dear life, my spirit steeled, enduring. So we held on, desperate, waiting dawn's first light. As soon as young dawn with her rose-red fingers shone once more, the rams went rumbling out of the cave toward pasture. The ewes kept bleating round the pens unmilked, their udders about to burst. Their master now, heaving in torment, felt the back of each animal halting before him here. But the idiot never sensed my men were trussed up under their thick, fleecy ribs. And last of them all came my great ram, striding out, weighed down with his dense wool and my deep plots. Stroking him gently, powerful Polyphemus murmured, "Dear old ram, why last of the flock to quit the cave? In the good old days you'd never lag behind the rest, you with your long marching strides, first by far of the flock to graze the fresh young grasses, first by far to reach the rippling streams, first to turn back home, keen for your fold when night comes on. But now you're last of all. And why?" sick at heart for your master's eye, that coward gouged out with his wicked crew. Only after he'd stunned my wits with wine, that nobody, who's not escaped his death, I swear, not yet. Oh, if only you thought like me, had words like me to tell me where that scoundrel is cringing from my rage, I'd smash him against the ground, I'd spill his brains flooding across my cave, and that would ease my heart of the pains that good-for-nothing nobody